currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Pam Jardine at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Pam.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and sites that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Pam Jardine. Kirkland's newest mayor, Amy Wallen, delivered the State of the City address to the Kirkland Chamber of Commerce as her official entrance into her mayoral duties. Mayor Wallen began by reflecting on one of Kirkland's hardest times, the economic condition of 2009. Recognizing the city's strength, Kirkland's leaders embraced a new model of government for the betterment of its residents.
Decisive, responsive government is working. We are paving our streets. We are adding flashing beacons and building sidewalks throughout the city. We restored our parks and we're acquiring new ones. Decisive, responsive government that meets challenges and solves problems. That is what we've been for the past 4 years. And that is what we will continue to be for the next.
Maintaining her commitment to serve as mayor, an active volunteer, and chief financial officer of Ford Hyundai of Kirkland, Mayor Wallen plans on working closely with council to serve its citizens as best as possible.
Kirkland should strive to provide profound service. I'll be asking my colleagues on the council to join me in creating a customer service initiative and a customer service pledge for Kirkland. We will demonstrate our commitment to responsive government by providing the very best customer service in the region.
Not only is Mayor Wallen planning for the future, she's also moving full speed ahead into pending city projects with a heart of service.
And as Kirkland plans to build things like streets, parks, shops, and housing, and pools, we must remember that our primary job is to serve people.
Mayor Wallen's speech was recorded and can be viewed on the city's website at www.kirklandwa.gov. In other council news, the City Council recently adopted its 2014 state legislative agenda. Legislative priorities include state and local transportation revenue to maintain infrastructure investments, fund transit agencies, and complete existing projects. A related priority is supporting $5 million of funding for the next phase of the I-405 Northeast 132nd Interchange Ramp Design. Developing the Cross Kirkland Corridor to implement multiple uses, including recreation and transportation, is still a top priority for the city, with the interim trail coming soon. Restoration of funds swept by the legislature is also a theme in the legislative agenda, specifically restoring funds to the Public Works Assistance Account, which provides loans to cities like Kirkland to support public works projects. The second priority is restoring local liquor revenue sharing formulas to fund public safety and other local impacts of liquor consumption. With voter approval of Initiative 502 last year, the Council seeks two outcomes related to the legalization of marijuana. One outcome is a share of revenue from marijuana sales to address public safety needs and other local impacts. The other outcome is to reconcile medical marijuana regulations to reflect recreational marijuana regulations to provide clarity around local zoning and other business regulation issues, as well as provide certainty for local law enforcement in enforcing illegal activity. Finally, the state legislative agenda affirms that Kirkland opposes legislation that proposes lending products or practices that could negatively affect its residents. Details of the 2014 state legislative agenda can be found on the City Council's webpage at www.kirklandwa.gov. Kirkland City Council recently discussed potential sites for a new aquatic center, as the Juanita Aquatic Center may close as early as 2017. Following a study session, the Council adopted a resolution to continue feasibility studies on Juanita Beach Park, North Kirkland Community Center, and South Norway Hill Park. City Council emphasized that locations not currently identified may also be considered. The city will initiate a public involvement process next to seek input from Kirkland community members regarding the potential locations. Be on the lookout for more Aquatic Center news as the Council continues the decision-making process. You've seen the rapid flashing beacons keep pedestrians safe, especially in school zones. But did you know that all 15 of them are now operational? Your street's levy dollars funded the beacons with its two-phase installation process, costing just under $600,000. Installation was expected to be completed later this year, but the city is pleased to have all of them working. The crosswalks make pedestrian travel safer, but what about safer travel for bicyclists? Bicyclists will now experience a safer commute with the new 100th Avenue bike lanes. This addition encourages vehicles and cyclists alike to reduce high speeds along 100th Avenue. Connectivity is an added benefit of the project. By adding the bike lanes, Kirkland comes one step closer toward creating a complete north-south connection within the city and beyond. The project received a Surface Transportation Program urban grant, which can be used toward new construction, restoration, or reconstruction of roadways that are considered urban collectors or arterials. Two existing medians currently occupy the 100th Avenue stretch. Keeping pedestrian safety in mind, rapid flashing beacons will equip the medians between 124th Street and 132nd Street. Lace up those sneakers, pump those tires, and experience the 100th Avenue bike lanes for yourself. With the new year just a month old, health and wellness are of the most common resolutions. Evergreen Health offers great resources to keep that resolution going. Attend one of the many health education classes, such as How to Start a Fitness Regimen or Diabetes Education, where topics and practices related to diabetes is discussed. Register for those classes online or by phone at 425-899-3000. Mark your calendar. Evergreen Health has some great programs planned for the spring. Evergreen Health is launching a 4-week cardiovascular health program in May to teach healthy cooking tips, fitness plans, and stress management techniques. Also in May is the Healthiest Best Fair. This day-long event includes emergency preparedness information, interactive exercises, helmet fitting for kids, health screenings, and more. Take charge of your health today and sign up for one of Evergreen Health's wellness programs. After all, a healthy heart is a happy heart. Speaking of happy hearts, Valentine's Day is 1 week away. Don't have the perfect date planned? Not a problem. Kirkland has plenty of options for this special day. Check out the city's tourism website at www.explorekirkland.com and learn about cooking classes, hotel and restaurant specials, and musical performances. As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you.